In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Tyler Kennedy, and you can listen to him and us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, the PM team. All right, TK, game-tying goal with 0.1 seconds left last night. The Penguins had a power play and an offensive faceoff with less than 20 seconds left. How in the world do you give up a game-tying goal in that situation?
Well, I think the biggest thing was they never thought it would happen, right? And I think they let off the gas a little bit. Maybe they let their guard down a little bit because, you know, it goes around the glass, it pops out, and the guy grabs it and he kind of beats two defenders, throws it at the net, and Carlson puts it in. Obviously, it's a very fortunate bounce that goes in, right? The Penguins got their fortunate bounce with Mantha just throwing it there. Their own goalie puts it in his own net. That was their bounce. But I always, you know, at 17 minutes left or 17 seconds left, I would have thought you would have put your defensive players on the ice. Your Noah Kari, you know, guys that want to play D, doer. Then you put Graves, guys that are really trying, that aren't trying to score, that are just know how to protect the lead. And then you hear Muse after, and it was a different mindset, what he said. He wanted to put guys out there that could hang on to the puck, which is different, because I'm thinking usually when you hang on to the puck, sometimes you lose it, you know, considering if you put other guys out there like Graves, like, you know, your fourth line guys or your penalty killers, they grab the puck and they shoot it down. They don't want to hang on to it. So it's a different mentality where Muse is coming from. But again, I think it's a bad bounce. It happens, but it's costing big, big points right now.
I know that they should have had 2 points. It's a freak thing that happens, but they still could have had 2 if they won a shootout. But even suggesting that the Penguins would win a shootout is funny because it never actually happens, TK. Can they do an exorcism in there? I mean, anything you can think of in all seriousness once these games go to the shootout that would help them at all?
One, I just think they need to win one to get the monkey off their back. You know, I just feel like when you see the other team come down and pick up the puck, there's a confidence, there's a swagger in picking up that puck. Right now, I feel like the Penguins lost a little bit of their swagger coming down on a shootout, right? I feel like they're gripping the stick a little too much, and I think it's because they haven't won a shootout game in a long, long time. So there's always going to be that, but I think they will break through eventually in that, and it just needs one win, right? And then it kind of takes the air out of the balloon. Another thing, when I watch them come down, and this is a guy that scored 3 out of 40, you know, on shootouts, but there's no the deception in their shots and their moves is too small. It's not big enough to throw the goalie off, right? When you see Leo Carlson come in, he makes that one big move, and Arthur's already on his stomach, and he goes shelf. You know, their moves and their patience with the puck is not there right now, and I think it's because they haven't scored in a long, long time. So I think it's just practicing and practicing. I think you start looking at the elite players in the league that are very successful. Leo Carlson's one. Trevor Zegras is another one. You see Trevor Zegras pick up the puck. He's like putting on a show. Like, he's taking his time. He goes fast. He goes slow. But it's like his time to shine, you know. And they need to learn off that. And some of the things those elite guys are doing is changing speeds, right? They go really fast and they slow down. Because when a goalie loses depth, he starts thinking about that a little bit instead of just focusing on you. So there's a lot of different things you could do. But right now, I think their biggest focus is just trying to get one somehow. And then you see the guys that are going, you need to change it up every time until we get some goal scorers, right? You got to try Kindle. You got to try Dewar. You know, Dewar doesn't get very many minutes, and he's got 6 goals. He does have a scoring touch. So I just think it just takes one win and getting some different bodies in there, which happened last night. But again, it's that confidence. It's that losing that swagger because they haven't won one in a long time.
On the shootout style that you just brought up, whenever a guy has a breakaway in real life, he just goes straight at the goal. Okay, he goes north. Yeah. He doesn't go east-west. So why is it in shootouts, and why don't more guys head of steam go right at the goal? I've never understood that.
Didn't Malkin do that against the Flyers in a game and just slap the 5 feet?
But I'm not just talking about a slap shot. When a guy has a breakaway in a game, he doesn't go east-west and take his time.
Because they don't have time.
Well, I get that, but they score in a lot of those situations. So I don't understand that, TK.
So I love this, right? This is like what I do for a living, right? I do hockey. I teach hockey. I love this. And so when you have a guy that's got a breakaway in a game, what's he have? He always has pressure. And it's so hard when you're moving your feet 100 miles an hour for a goalie to read where you're shooting from, where the puck is in front of you or where it is behind you, where you load the puck. There's so many little things, but when you're moving your feet and shooting in stride, a goalie's got like a half a second to figure out where you're shooting. Especially like, think of Phil Kessel, right? He'd always come down the wing and you'd be like, how did that go in? Well, he's moving and he doesn't have...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The puck on his stick. He gives a little, it's called like a gray area. So he pushes the puck just a little bit. And when the puck is not on your blade, a goalie can't read where you're shooting. The only time a goalie can read where you're going to put that puck is when the puck is actually on your blade. So when the guys come in and they're skating in those elite shooters, right, they can either push the puck where they do a little snapper where it's a guessing game for a goalie. Think of soccer, you know, when they run up to the ball and it's like guessing. The same thing with hockey, with the puck and even less space. And then you think of the guys that are doing shootouts, right? Now it kind of changes their mindset because now they're trying to get the goalie to move side to side, try to get lost in that space in the net. From going side to side, going forward and backwards, those elite guys are very good at throwing those little shoulder fakes where they drop the goalie or just beating with speed. You know, there's so many things. But if you would go 100 miles an hour at the goalie in a shootout, yeah, you probably would throw him off. But if he didn't score, you'd look stupid too. And, you know, the one thing I like, love Sid, and I know Sid's going to get better because Sid is a guy that I know right now he's looking at shootouts all day today. He's a guy that cares about what he does. He wants to win. He'll do whatever it takes to win. I know he's, but I think Sidney Crosby should come down and turn backwards. Listen to this one. Turn backwards with his backhand, right? As soon as a guy turns backwards, that goalie's brain is going to be in a pretzel. And then he can do whatever he wants. He can go back to forehand. But I think when you go backwards and you change it up, something the goalie's never seen before, I think you got his mind all screwed up. And then Sid can use his the best backhand in the world or the best backhand to ever live and go shelf with it. Or he can make that fake and go wherever he wants. But again, this is one of those things that you need to practice. You need to have that swagger. And they just need one to break through. They're very close. They just need one. And obviously their goalie's got to make some saves.
Tyler Kennedy, listen to him tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. with Pomp and Joe. Thanks, TK. We'll talk next week, buddy.
Thanks, boys.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.